permanent wealth. In an age where people seek to make good investments to secure the future, Jesus gives us tips on permanent investments we can make. Key requirements are that we need to first acquire a futuristic perspective that can help us envision and focus on long-term prospects. The balance of wealth. Investing on earth involves investing in career, money, possessions, family, health, etc. While these should not be neglected, Jesus encourages us to balance these out by focusing on God's guidance, living His purpose, eternal rewards, building relationships, and spiritual health. Where is our treasure? As residents in this world, we develop skills, work, save, invest, accumulate assets, and build health. As residents of the heavenly kingdom, in a similar manner, we acquire spiritual gifts, grow spiritually, share our assets and gifts with others, invest spiritually, and develop spiritual fitness. Where is our focus? How do we strike the balance? The blazing perspective. It's all in the eye, our perspective. Jesus highlights that if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Many Christians want to have the cake and eat it too. All that the world can give and all that heaven can give. Jesus emphasizes that you can only have one allegiance with one master. You can only traverse one path. Our perception seals our choice and sets our path. Spiritual darkness is the greatest darkness. Even partial spiritual darkness, where most of us are at, is extremely dangerous. How do we fight the darkness within? It's the Holy Spirit within that is leading us to the light. Are we following His guidance completely, or do we carry a little dark secrets which prevent us from enjoying more freedom and light? The benevolent master. Choose your master. Jesus is clear that you cannot serve God and wealth. Having wealth and serving wealth are two different things. Who is your master? Only one master, our heavenly master. Never disappoints, always fills us to satisfaction, is very patient and gentle, aligns with our capabilities, rewards far beyond what we deserve, with treasure that never fades. The earthly master leaves you empty, the heavenly master keeps you full. How do we ensure our allegiance to Jesus? In not only verbal and partial means, but completely.